재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now today it is Monday, October 26th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 26일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요?
Well, let's take a look here. This one, goodness gracious, some of these words here are bringing me back. We're going to be talking about cell phones, of course, but also the beepers. Do you guys remember beepers? Or pagers. We also called them pagers, depending on where you lived. Yeah, those were the times. This is from 1998. 1998년에 나오는 headline인데요. But you know what? Let's just tackle this first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here,
휴대폰 삐삐. 더 작게, 더 가볍게 줄일수록 커지는 인기 경쟁.
And what we're talking about here, of course, is the 휴대폰, which, as you guys know, was the old term that we used for 핸드폰, or cell phones, or mobile phones. Whatever you choose to call them in your country, they are cell phones here. But then we have the 삐삐, which, of course, are the beepers, or the pagers, as we like to call those. Back in Wisconsin, I was a pager girl. That's what we called them. Now, it says here, we had that next part where it says 더 작게, 더 가볍게. It's talking about the smaller and the lighter. So small is, of course, 작다. And when we talk about lighter, 가볍다. And here it's talking where we have 더 뭐뭐 하게. You're talking about the more, it's kind of describing it, the more it's becoming something. And here it's saying 줄일수록. So 줄일수록 is saying the more it's becoming smaller and lighter, it's kind of reducing the smaller and the lighter, the bigger the popularity competition is happening. So that 인기 경쟁 is happening. Again, if there's one word I want you to take away from this program, it is 인기, because that word is going to come up in every headline, I swear. 인기 is so common. It is popularity. And then, of course, 경쟁 is talking about competition. Now, what this article here was talking about is in 1998, there was huge competition on the market going on at that time to get the lightest, most compact phone. So there was a phone that had just been released that was at the lightest. It was 77 grams. Now, I am from the U.S. and I don't really function in grams too well. So to give you guys a comparison right now, in your headphones these days, like the one I am currently using, is 174 grams. So that kind of gives you an idea of how much lighter that is. They were much lighter than they are now. So that phone at the time was 77 grams, which is, you know, considerable, seeing as the previous phone that had been released was being celebrated for being 79, being the first to cross into that kind of 70s level market. But there was already another phone that was marketing for being released at the 75 gram that was coming out, and another one that was marketing that it was going to be releasing in the 60 grams. They were just keep going and marketing that they were getting lighter, more compact, foldable, all these flip phones, ultra light, ultra slim. It was just a really thick competition that they had at that time, especially in Korea and Japan. Now, the wireless pager was also a big one, because pagers usually only lasted about 2, maybe 3 years at the most, so they had to be replaced a lot. And those were only about 30 to 34 grams. They were much lighter and much smaller. So it was interesting to see how people were kind of you know, discussing what was most important to them at the time is the lightness and the design of them. Whereas for me now, I would rather have a heavier phone with a much bigger screen that's easier for me to see things. But I don't know. I'm kind of curious about you guys. Do you prefer phones that are heavy with big screens or lighter but with small screens? Just let me know your thoughts in the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this. 네, 여러분, 뭐 무거워도 큰 화면의 휴대폰을 선호하시나요? 아니면 뭐 화면은 작지만 가벼운 휴대폰을 선호하시나요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. Well, let's listen to our next song here because I'm curious to see what you all have to say. It's called All the Small Things and it's by Blink-182. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, before we move on to our final headline here, I just want to take a look at some of your messages around the beep. No, I'm not censoring myself here. Beepy, of course, is a term for pagers or beepers in Korean. And I wanted to see your thoughts on them. So Leah May says, the company I'm working at issues department beepers that are meant to be used only for immediate emergencies. It's light and fast, but I mean, what are phones for? The smaller and lighter, the better. Well, okay. So I get it. Smaller and lighter is great, easy to store, easy to stash. But like, listen to me. Okay, hear me out here. So first of all, I'm a girl. Therefore, the clothes I wear never come with pockets and I can never fit anything in the pockets that they do have. So it's always in my phone, like in my purse. And also, I feel like that the smaller the screen, the more your neck is going to hurt. And also, the worse your vision might get. Just my opinion. I don't know. Just think on it. Mull it over. Katrisha says, I prefer big phones. Since I have problems with my eyes. I have to use big screen phones to see. Also, I'm into mobile games, and it's not fun to play games to a small phone. This is exactly what I was thinking also. I just didn't want to, you know, shout out the fact that I also sometimes have started playing a certain game that is very old-fashioned and not something I should brag about. But it's really fun. But yeah, exactly. Seeing games as well. Or videos. It's much easier on a bigger screen. Also, I got a message in from 8705님. It says, 저는 화면이 작아도 되니 가벼운 걸 선호해요. 오, 정말요? 아, 휴대폰 때문에 가방 속이 무거워지는 걸 싫어하거든요. 아, 가방도 무겁고 어깨 불편할 걸 싫어해서 아, 가죽 가방은 잘 안 들고 아, 니트로 된 가방이나 에코백을 자주 들어요. 아, okay, that makes more sense. So what they're saying here is even though you know they like the 화면 is small, even though it's small, they prefer the light one here because they don't like a heavy bag. That's why. Oh, 그거요. 인정이죠. Yeah, I feel like that is, those are good points. I have to agree. Those are also fair points here. Everyone has their own opinions, and I agree they're all good ones. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean. I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those key words and key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on here in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's issue and article is about ways that you can save some money here. I mean, it's about saving money, but it's more about, for me, in my opinion, a generational opinion on saving money here. So let's take a look at the title here first. in Korean because there's going to be some words you might recognize. Don't be surprised at the pronunciation difference, but you might recognize some of these. And then we'll switch it on over into English. So here we go. It says, 플렉스 연로는 옛말. MZ세대 짠내내는 절약밥. So one more time, that 플렉스 연로는 옛말. That's kind of saying that flex and YOLO are old. Now the MZ 세대 here is that MZ generation, and that 짠내는 절약법 is talking about like these saving methods of the MZ generation, and they're referring to these salty saving methods. So I'll break this down for you all because there's a lot of kind of new lingo that's going on in this headline. It's quite fun, but we kind of got to break it all down. So you all know flex and you all know YOLO here. I'm sure these are all terms that we've heard a little bit, and we're kind of saying that they're old terms. They're old sayings. They're not being used that more. And that's where that 옛말 comes in here. 옛말. Because 말 is like saying or speech, and 옛 is kind of talking about old. And so they're putting it together. 옛말. And so they're like flex and YOLO. Yeah, they're old. They're passé. They're out of it. And then they're saying here that the MZ 세대, that generation, the MZ millennial and the Z, the Zoomers, the generations here, they have that, the 짠내. So salt, 짠내 can mean salty here, but it also can mean like, I want to say like being cheap in a way here, being cheap or kind of stingy. And then comes that 철학법. And so 철학법 here is talking about how the way that we have the different ways that we're purchasing things and saving money, saving methods. And so the millennials here in this article are talking about how they're using different methods to purchase items in order to save some money, whereas the Zoomers, according to this item here, are kind of just flexing the spendy monies, and they're just buying a lot of things according to this survey that they took in this article here. And a lot of them are just flexing their cash and spending a lot of money post-Chuseok here. They said, according to this article, more than half have purchased luxury items, and they have a higher percentage than people in their 20s, the teenagers have. So they're saying that it seems that Gen Z is more on the side of spending, whereas Generation Millennial is a little bit more on the side of kind of a little more stingy, I guess, or a little more conservative, a little frugal. And so they were just kind of making these points about how Generation Millennial likes to buy things in bulk sometimes, or use other methods and ways that they can purchase things, such as joint purchases or things called subscriptions pot, which we say in Korean as 구독팟, things like that that you can use. But I'm kind of curious about you guys. Have you ever done things in joint purchases or subscription pots or things like that? Let me know on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page, and I'd love to hear your opinion, you know, either as a millennial or as a Zoomer, whatever generation you might be. Let me know your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 공동구매나 뭐 구독팟 해보신 적이 있으신가요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 주점을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's listen to our next song here. It's by 양파 and it's called Bon Appetit, featuring the singer 윤두준, and he's from Beast.